I feel only this roughness, but now I feel this roughness and it disappears very soon, so I know it is anitya. In the start of meditation, there is a gap, but later it happens very fast, and I feel this in parts of my body. Always I start feeling from my legs as it is the touching the ground, then it goes to the other parts of the body, such as shoulders, back, etc. But after some time I feel whether my mind is working rather the physical feeling. Then when I feel the mind has taken over, I get I get my concentration gets disturbed. I get disturbed and my concentration gets disturbed. Please give a kamatahan, Teruvan Saranai, Obohanse, Dirgayu, etc. It's Sinhala.
Ego can play, conceit can play, his eye can get. So therefore, lowly when he get just let the influx of the object and the observing mind come closer and closer and closer, make it very immediate and vivid, diligent and vigilant. The moment, if you are sharp enough, you are smart enough, you can let them merge each other. So that is the coin. Such a person can experience a moment, there is no ego or egotistic judgmental mind, or can see or desire. But if you go unprepared, it will appear like lost, appear like outcasted, appear like no interest, nowhere. But this kind of a person can go prepared, the preparedness will be exemplified by letting the influx come, let it be very dynamic, let it be very immediate, and then one day you may see the merging each other. Therefore, meditation is not so long, tightly in business, unless otherwise you block the ego. Therefore, it's a good, the early part of the presentation is good, but the latter part, it is not very clear. So I can't comprehend, even the other can't comprehend. And so therefore, it's that part, that particular person can do further elaboration to the audience. We can go a little further. Otherwise, that's all I would like to share for the moment.
Sanya Swaminasa, my problem is someone feels the Swaminasa that this Tadalati appears and it gets disappeared. And I know now, if I take the leg, it comes and goes very fast. But then it, I feel that it has worn the shoulders, everywhere I feel properly. But after a while, I think mind has taken over. I don't feel it, then I think after a while, no, mind is doing everything and I get excited. It's not that the physical thing I feel, it's mind is doing everything kind of. So I think I'm wrong or something like that.
So that is the clarification is okay. And that indicates if the person talking is the and the person literally is the same. And whenever the mind is going to overtake, that means the influx is going to give a right, going to give a way. So they are your egotistic idea is questioning, where is my place? Your conceit is questioning, where am I? And your desire is questioning, where to walk the fingers, because everything is life. So if you are ready to give up your desire for the life and the desire for the body, that you may invite the influx. You will invite, say, okay, your mind finally take over. So you know from the starting how the momentum developed. You know your precepts are intact. You know your mindfulness is intact. If you have to give up. If you are not giving up and going to wake up and telling mind is going to take over, that means you are so much making path for your egotistic idea, for your conceit, and for your desire. So you are the person blocking for next idea. And I would say, in my vocabulary, you are putting everything into autopiloting, let the mind run. Then either you may go mad or you may die. Who cares?
What you are saying is from an answer to continue, is it? I didn't understand correctly.
You have to continue, don't block. Meditation is gathering the momentum. Your egotistic idea is blocking. Your conceit is blocking. Your desire is blocking because things go beyond control. Your security is you are with faith, you are with your precepts, you are with your mindfulness, so always three these takes for security, make sure my budget are intact, make sure I am faithful, I am ready to go. Otherwise, this kind of blocks can happen. This is the one stopping our understanding, our realization, our being in the present moment. So withdraw, never mind. Next time when it is happening, just let in. Just let everything come in, just the mind to take over. Fly. Understand?
Yes, sir.
But you didn't understand.
I understand with the mind to take over, like...
Let that be done.
Okay.
You may interpret it as taking over of the mind, but that is to say you are merging into the nature. You are losing the boundary, this is me, this is not me. So as far as the boundary is there, you are in the conceit, you are in the desire. So you have to let the boundaries to break off. And that is the adventurous thing the Buddha expects out of the yogi. But if the yogi is going to conservative and preserve myself, then the flood in will never consume it. Coming to the maximize. So meditation is okay. You are the one blocking. Aware of the posture, even without the specific object like rising and falling on the left, or in walking with the left and the right, or lifting and dropping, or lifting, moving, dropping. If you are aware of the breath for a beginner and they maintain a big achievement. So therefore you are concluding, in the middle you give the detail and then you have to conclude that you at least make sure when you are sitting you know you are not walking. When you are walking you know you are not sitting. That kind of a very vague thing will give the more positive and wider opening for the yogi. And then I think the paper will be more pragmatic as well as
the Noble Bhante, in the report, we mentioned about the posture, even in the walking meditation and also in the sitting meditation practices. So there are both places we have mentioned at the very beginning.
The ending must be more emphasis on the posture. And then he or she may not be very skillful in breath or the rising and falling or lifting and dropping, no problem. To give those who are skillful and those who are familiar, to give the base and mean. And then towards the end of the report, give more emphatical value for the sitting posture. So in the beginning, it's the end of the meditation as well as